Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. The 140th annual Westminster Dog Show wrapped up last night at Madison Square Garden right here in New York City. Over 3,000 dogs competed, representing all 50 states and 12 foreign countries. But it would be wrong to say that this deeply traditional, wildly ritualized show of shows celebrates average dogs in any way at all. Joining me now is Sarah Montague, co-host of the podcast Dog Story, published dog writer and a celebrated character who is anything but average here at WNYC. Sarah, welcome.
Thank you, John.
It's so great to talk to you. So who was the winner?
The winner was German short-haired pointer CJ. His show name is Vid Mist Garbanita's California Journey.
This particular dog I thought was a great example of the breed and a beautifully free-flowing, moving dog. So would be able to do exactly what they were bred for. They're sporting dogs, and they have to be able to point and pay attention, and it was pointing and paying attention, and that's what it's all about.
Any idea what this dog looks like?
Yes. These dogs are extremely elegant. They are considered an all-purpose gun dog. They are lean, have long, shapely muzzles. They have a liver and white speckled coat. They come in various varieties, but this particular dog is liver and white.
And it's all love to Valerie Nunes Atkinson, who was the handler in this particular case.
He's connected to me in an odd way. And I've had a lot of short hairs, but this one, in the dog world, we say you have your heart dog. This is my heart dog.
Aww.
Yeah.
There's a lot of emotion at this very reserved, it seems, Westminster dog show. And you hear it in odd places all during the show.
I have to say, reserved is not anything you would have associated with the garden any time in these last 2 days. There are dogs with followings that would rival rock stars, hoots and hollers and murmurs and sighs. It's like a whole collective hug out there.
And was this short hair a favorite, an odd choice, a surprise in any way?
If you were a betting person, you would never, ever want to put odds on this dog show. The favorite going in was, in fact, the German Shepherd dog, Rumor, who is number one dog in the country in 2015. But the German Shorthaired Pointer also had a very distinguished career last year and certainly was clearly a contender for this. His grandmother, Carly, won the show a number of years ago. Mm. And Valerie is, in fact, both the co-owner and the breeder of this dog. So she says that from 6 weeks, she knew he was the one.
Wow. So breeding counts, but also you discovered that diversity counts at this dog show, which is attempting to enlarge and include more individuals and people who are pet owners, because, of course, pet ownership and dog ownership is universal.
Yes, there are actually lots of ways to consider diversity. Of course, the show itself celebrates diversity in dogs. 197 breeds and varieties are celebrated there. But the showing environment has been a little bit less minority representative than perhaps one would like.
And you spoke with Jacqueline Short Wynn, who's an African-American handler, about this very subject.
When it comes to minorities getting into it, I don't think there's any specific way to say why there are fewer of them than there are. All you can do is speculate. I would encourage young minorities to get out and show dogs, do something within the community, whether it's agility, confirmation, do something, because we need more young people in this sport, whether they're minorities or not.
So it's a youth question as well as a minorities question.
Yes, she very properly did not wish to be a poster child for anything, but she said it mostly had to do with things like geography, more opportunities in rural areas where, of course, there are likely to be fewer concentrations. But she really feels outreach to youth will help.
And her dog was?
Her dog was, in fact, a dog that placed behind Rumor in the breed class for German Shepherd dogs. So she was very pleased. It was a young dog.
So she scored very highly.
Indeed.
Indeed. Well, congrats to all of the dog owners and the Westminster Everything But Average. And thanks to Sarah Montague, co-host of the podcast Dog Story. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John. Always
will we see you again next year, I hope?
Absolutely.
What about all those dogs who didn't make the cut? You can send us a photo of your lovable pup that didn't quite make it using hashtag Westminster Reject or tweet us at The Takeaway. You can go to thetakeaway.org/Westminster to see all of our rejects and get a peek at some of the Westminster dogs as well. Sarah, see you next year.
Indeed.